Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I mentioned last week, the Federal Reserve Bank is caught between two contradictory missions. It needs the public to perceive it is aggressively working to slow down rising consumer prices. At the same time, it needs to accelerate the decline in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar without the American people realizing it, to manage soaring government debt on funded liabilities and budget deficits. Obviously, the Fed cannot achieve both goals simultaneously. In fact, my expectation is that it will fail to achieve both missions. The result will be an even greater loss in prosperity for the American people. The Fed wants the public to believe that raising the federal funds interest rate will somehow slow down or reverse rising consumer prices. This is a crazy idea because low interest rates are not the cause of price increases. High consumer prices result from government expansion of the money supply, with low interest rates only playing a fringe supporting role. In the past, America has had boom periods during times of high interest rates and major downturns when interest rates were low. Therefore, the Fed really doesn't have any business trying to manipulate interest rates. Instead, let the free market manage that issue. Over time, more people are becoming aware that the federal government today really owes more than $100 trillion in debt, accounts payable, and the net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and similar programs. The amount is so large that it is at least five times America's annual gross domestic product. No government in history so deeply in debt has ever managed to pay it off in currencies at their current purchasing power. The Fed's hidden agenda is to force the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar downward to make the government's financial burdens easier to manage. Once enough people realize this destruction of the dollar is the real target of the U.S. government and the Fed, Americans will join foreigners in dumping their dollars in paper assets denominated in dollars. Long before that happens, you need to protect yourself by owning bullion-priced physical gold and silver, coins and ingots. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.